愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
跟大家来学习以利亚。
I'd like to study Elijah.
圣经有两个人没有经过死直接升天。
There are two people recorded in the Bible who did not go through death and went directly to heaven.
这两个人应该是蒙神纪念的。
These two people are especially remembered by God.
其中一个就是以利亚。
One of which was Elijah.
甚至主耶稣在变帽山上容貌放光的时候，有两个人跟他在一起。
On the Mount of Transfiguration, when the Lord became glorified, there were two people who appeared.
就是摩西跟以利亚。
Moses and Elijah.
所以以利亚值得我们来学习。
So Elijah deserves our imitation.
神用以利亚就是要复兴当时以色列百姓的信仰。
God used Elijah to resurrect the faith of the people at the time.
今天神要用我们来复兴我们自己家庭的信仰。
And today, God will use us to revive the faith of our family.
家庭是一个小的教会。
Our family is a small church in ministry.
家庭需要有守望者。
And the family requires a watchman.
这个守望者就是要看顾、带领、复兴我们的家庭。
This watchman watches over and protects our family.
那要复兴我们的家庭、我们的教会，我们要先复兴自己的信仰。
In order to revive our family and our church, we need to first revive our own faith.
要复兴我们的信仰。
In order to revive our own faith,
第一个需要退隐到安静的地方，跟神建立关系。
The first thing we need to do is to retreat to a quiet place and establish our own relationship with God.
第二个要在日常生活当中，接受操练来体会神。
Second is to be trained on a daily basis to be drawn closer to God.
神能够供给我们生活的需要。
For God is able to provide for our daily needs.
一点面，一点油都用不完。
And even a handful of flour and a little bit of oil will never cease to be provided for.
因为神是丰富的。
Because God is abundant.
神能够叫死人复活。
God is able to resurrect the dead.
没有一件事情他做不到。
There is not one thing that is impossible for him.
如果我们生活有这样的体验，
If we have this kind of experience in our life,
我们就大有信心。
Then our faith will be strengthened.
我们的信仰就复兴了。
And our faith will be resurrected.
那我们在带领我们家庭的方向就会正确。
Then the direction in which we guide our family will be correct.
我们的家庭信仰就容易复兴。
Our family's faith will be able to revive easily.
好，我们回来看《列王记上》十七章。
Let's turn back to First King chapter 17.
好，《列王记上》的十七章。
First King 17.
十八节。
Verse 18.
过了许久，到第三年，神的话临到以利亚，说：“你去使亚哈王得见你，我要降雨在地上。”《列王记上》十八章第一节。
First King chapter 18, verse 1. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the earth.
这里神告诉以利亚,
God told Elijah here,
去见亚哈王,
to go see King Ahab.
这个神的话临到以利亚, 这是第三次。
This is the third time in which the Lord's words came to Elijah.
第一次叫他到西利西旁。
First time, God told him to go to the brook of Cherith.
第二次叫他到寡妇的家。
Second, to the house of the widow.
第三次叫他去见亚哈王。
Third time, to see King Ahab.
那这个第三次就是神对他托付使命的一个时刻。
This third time, the third calling is in which the moment in which God commissioned Elijah.
经过十七章的操练。
After 17 chapters of training,
以利亚信仰复兴，
Elijah's faith was revived.
所以神的托付就临到。
And therefore God's commission came about.
因此要服侍神之前，需要经历信仰的复兴。
And thus, before we serve God, we have to go through a training of faith.
那去见亚哈王最重要目的是什么？
And after our faith is revived, what's the purpose of seeing the King Ahab?
就是第一节最后。
Which is in the latter half of verse 1.
我要降雨在地上。
I will send rain on the earth.
雨代表神的恩典。
Rain is symbolic of God's blessings.
在十七章的第一节，神不降雨。
In chapter 17, it recorded that God ceased to rain.
因为神不降雨，所以就有饥荒。
And therefore, famine followed.
那因为有饥荒，很多人死掉，就很多的寡妇。
Because a famine, many people died, and many widows resulted.
如果没有神的恩典,
without God's blessing,
我们一天都活不过去,
then we cannot survive, not even one day.
那有时候为什么生活体验不到神的恩典?
So why is it that we are not able to experience God's grace in our life?
就是因为我们生活有罪。
It's because of a sin in our life.
罪使我们跟神隔绝。
Sin will cut us off from God.
既然隔绝，神的恩典就临不到。
Since we're cut off from God, naturally God's blessing cannot come to us.
罪是很可怕的。
Sin is a very dreadful thing.
神怜悯罪人。
God has mercy on the sinful.
但神不能接纳罪。
But God cannot accept the sinners.
所以罪人的罪必须来到神面前，把它拿掉，悔改。
So before a sinner comes to God, he must first remove the sin and repent of it.
那神的恩典才会重新降临。
By only then will God's blessing flow freely again.
所以第一节最后说，我要降雨在地上。
Verse 1 says, I will send rain on the earth.
那降雨在地上之前，你要去见亚哈。
Before sending the rain, you need to see Ahab.
那见亚哈要做什么？
And what does he do when he sees Ahab?
如果我们看十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
于是，OK， 十七节。
Verse 17。
亚哈见了以利亚，便说：“使以色列遭殃的就是你吗？”十八节。
18。
以利亚说：“使以色列遭殃的不是我，乃是你跟你的父家，因为你们离弃神的诫命，去随从巴利。”
Then it happened when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said to him, "Is that you, O troubler of Israel?" And he answered, "I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house have.In that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and have followed the Baals."
亚哈是一个国王。
Ahab was the king.
以利亚是神的使者。
Elijah was the messenger of God.
所以我们就要看这个两个人在对话，很有意思。
And it's very interesting as we study their dialogue.
哦，亚哈说。
Ahab said.
使以色列遭殃就是你吗
？Is that you, O troubler of Israel?
哦，也可以讲是以利亚。
A troubler of Israel, or mean, which refers to Elijah himself.
Yeah, 因为雅各书里面说，以利亚祷告天三年半不下雨。
Because James tells us that Elijah prayed, and for 3.5 years the rain ceased.
好，所以十七章这个三年半不下雨，第一节是因为雅各书里面讲以利亚祷告。
So verse 17, when it says that the rain ceased to rain for 3.5 years, it was due to the prayer of Elijah.
所以亚哈说：“使以色列人遭殃，就是你吗
？”And this is why Ahab saw Elijah and said, "You are the troublemaker of Israel."
或者他有听人讲哦，以利亚祷告，所以现今天没有下雨。
Perhaps he has heard that Elijah prayed, and that's why there was no rain.
但是以利亚告诉他
，Elijah answered,
不是我，乃是你跟你的父家。
I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house has.
因为真正不下雨的原因是你带领以色列百姓。去拜巴利
because the root cause of the cease of the rain was because Ahab brought the people to worship Baals
去拜偶像
to worship the idols
这个是以利亚先知时代最严重的属灵危机
and this was the most important most critical crisis in the time of prophet Elijah
以色列百姓拜偶像
the Israelites worship Baals
如果我们看神颁布十诫怎么讲
If we look at God sent out the decree, the Ten Commandments.
生命记的二十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 20.
生命记的二十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 20.
不，出埃及记二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
第四节。
Verse 4.
不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么。形象仿佛天上、地上、地底下百中的百物。第五节，
Five.
不可跪拜那一些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我主你的神是忌邪的。恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父到子，直到三世代。第六节，
Six.
爱我的、诫命的，我必向他发慈爱，直到千代。
You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the father upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments.
神是一个灵，看不见也摸不到。
God is a spirit. He is invisible and intangible.
那什么是偶像？
What is an idol?
用有形的来代表神，那个就是偶像。
Using something that is visible or tangible to replace God becomes an idol.
好，那第三节就说，如果像跪拜偶像，而且侍奉他，这就不得了。
And it states here very clearly that if we make an graven image and bow down to it to worship it, it becomes a great sin.
所以十诫里面最严重的罪不是第七诫，最严重的罪是第二诫。
Of the Ten Commandments, the most serious is not the seventh commandment, but rather the fourth commandment.
那为什么这么严重？
Why is it so, second commandment, why is it so serious?
这个第五节的中半说，神，说主你的神是忌邪的神。
Because it states here that God is a jealous God.
好，忌邪，那英文叫 jealous， 这翻过来就是神是嫉妒的神。
God is a very jealous.
嫉妒好像是不好。
Jealous is not a desirable trait.
但是在圣经里面，嫉妒有一个地方是好的。
But in the Bible, jealousy is considered positive in one sense.
就是婚姻关系。
When it comes to marriage relationship,
因为婚姻关系是丈夫跟太太容不下第三个人。
Because a marriage is consisting of a husband and wife, we cannot allow a third party to interfere.
所以会有嫉妒的存在。
This is why jealousy exists between them.
我们跟神的关系是婚姻的关系。
Our relationship to God is that of a marriage.
是灵里面的关系。
It is one pertaining to the spirit.
所以神希望我们专心爱他，他也专一爱我们。
So God desires that we devote our love to Him, and He will also devote His love to us.
那如果有第三者进来，
But if there's a third party interfering in the picture,
神会嫉妒的。
God will become jealous.
这个第三者就是偶像。
This is third party is the idol.
用任何有形的来取代神。
Using anything that is visible to replace God.
那下面就说，恨我的，我必追讨他的罪。
And it goes on to say, those who hate me, I will seek after them.
那这个前面是一直连下来的。
And this is a continuation of the beginning.
那什么叫做恨神？
What does it mean to hate God?
你去拜偶像啊。
When we bow down to idols.
这个就是恨神啊。
This is equivalent to hating God.
你不爱他，你去拜偶像，这个就是得罪神啊。
When we don't love God and we bow down to worship idols, this is hating God.
所以在摩西五经里面，神重复说不可以拜偶像。
This is why God says, in the Mosaic laws, repeatedly saying, "Do not bow down to idols."
但是很难啊，为什么？神看不见。
This is very difficult because God is invisible.
我天天要去爱一个看不见的神，这太难。
It's very difficult to love a God who is invisible each day.
但是偶像看得见。
But idol is visible.
所以用偶像来代替神，这个很简单。
So using idols to replace God becomes very easy.
所以过了不多久，他们就开始拜偶像。
Soon afterwards, they began to worship idols.
当然，照着十诫所说，神就开始嫉妒。
So of course, according to the Ten Commandments, God became jealous.
那嫉妒的结果，神就发怒了。
The consequence of that is God's wrath was enraged.
那到以西结先知的时候
，By the time of Prophet Ezekiel,
我们看以西结书第八章。
Turn to Ezekiel chapter 8.
以西结书第七章二十四节
，Ezekiel chapter 7 verse 20。
所以我必使列国罪恶的人来占据他们的房屋，我必使强暴、骄傲、子息，他们圣所都要被亵渎。七章二十四节
，chapter 7 verse 24。
以西结。
Ezekiel, therefore I will bring the worst of the Gentiles, and they will possess their houses. I will cause the pomp of the strong to cease, and their holy places shall be defiled.
这里神已经预言了，以这个最烈的名，就是巴比伦王啊，要来攻破他们，占领他们。
God already prophesied that you will bring the worst of the Gentiles, meaning the Babylonians, to destroy them.
连圣殿都要被毁掉。
Even the temple will be destroyed.
这代表神相当的生气啊。
And this symbolizes that God's wrath is indeed very serious. Why?
因为拜偶像。
Because they bow down to idols.
那到第八章，我们更为惊讶。
By chapter 8, you'll see something even more dreadful.
好，我们就看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
他伸手仿佛一只手的样式，抓住我的头发，灵就将我举起到天地中间，在神的意象中， 带我到耶路撒冷朝别的院内，在那里有触动主怒气的座位，就是惹神激怒的。
He stretched out the form of a hand and took me by the lock of my hair, and the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem to the door of the north gate of the inner court, where the seat of the image of jealousy was, which provokes to jealousy.
这里说神把以西结在灵里面提起来，放到这个圣殿里面，他就发现圣殿里面人在拜偶像。
In spirit, God lifted Ezekiel up into the heaven, and he saw for himself that there were people worshiping idols within the temple itself.
这个是在灵界里面看见的。
This is something he saw in the spiritual realm.
所以今天我们拜的偶像不一定是指着物质的。
So the idols we worship don't necessarily refer to material idols.
有时候要从灵界来看才知道这是偶像。
There are times that we have to see it from a spiritual perspective to understand it as a idols.
好，那我们再看第八章。
Let's read chapter 8.
第七节。
Verse 7.
他领我到院的门口观看，墙壁上有一个窟窿。第八节。
8.
他对说：“人子啊，你要挖一个墙。我挖墙，见到有一个门。”第九节，他说：“你进去看看，在这里行可憎的恶事。”
Seven. So he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, there was a hole in the wall. Then he said to me, "Son of man, dig into the wall." When I dug into the wall, there was a door. And he said to me, "Go in and see the wicked abominations which they are doing there."
哦，就从十一节开始，看见七十个长老在那里拜偶像。
And from verse 11 forward, he saw 70 elders worshiping idols.
那这个第九章开始。
Beginning from chapter 9,
神就叫天使在耶路撒冷当中的人做记号。
God told the angels to mark the people in Jerusalem.
好，我们看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
神对他说：“你去走遍耶路撒冷全城，那些因城中所行可憎之事哀哭叹息的，尽化在额头上。”
And the Lord said to him, "Go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and put a mark on the foreheads of the men who sigh and cry over the abominations that are done within it."
就是对拜偶像不能够苟同，觉得很痛苦的人，额要做一个记号。
The people who cannot consent or agree to the idol worship and who sigh and groan will be placed with a mark on their forehead.
然后天使就进去。
And then the angels will follow.
把所有头上没有记号全部都杀掉。
And they will kill all the slaughter all the ones that did not have a mark on the forehead.
所以在第六节。
Verse 6.
要将年老的、年少的、并处女、婴孩、妇女，从圣所全部都杀尽，只是凡有记号的，不要挨近他们。于是他们从殿前的长老杀起。
Utterly slay old and young men, maidens and little children and women, but do not come near anyone on whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. So they began with the elders who were before the temple.
所以全部被杀掉了，为什么？拜偶像。
All of these people were slaughtered because they worshipped the idols.
而且从长老开始，教会的领导者。
The slaughter began with the elders who were the leaders of the church.
所以从旧约的圣经，我们就知道拜偶像很严重的。
So from the Old Testament, we realize that worshiping idols is a very serious crime.
这惹神嫉妒，惹神愤怒。
It's something that will enrage God and provoke him to great wrath.
那以利亚当时世代的偶像是什么？
Who were the idols in the time of the prophet Elijah?
那我们回来看列王记上的十七章。
Let's turn back to 1 Kings 17.
列王记上的十七章。
1 Kings 17.
好，先从十五章的十三节来看。
Let's read from chapter 15, verse 13.
从国中除掉娈童十三节，并贬了他的祖母马太后妃的位，因为他造了可憎的偶像亚瑟拉。
So he removed Maka.His grandmother from being queen mother because she had made an obscene image of Asherah.
所以这里讲亚瑟的。
Here speaks of Asherah.
到了十六章。
Chapter 16.
十六章的三十一节。
Chapter 16, verse 31.
犯了尼巴的儿子所罗门所犯的罪，比他为轻，又娶了西顿，厄巴的女儿耶洗别。为妻去侍奉敬拜巴利。
And it came to pass, as though it had been a trivial thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took a wife of Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of Sidonians, and he went and served Baal and worshipped him.
这里讲亚哈王跟耶洗别结婚。
Here speaks of the marriage between King Ahab and Jezebel.
那耶洗别带着他去拜巴利。
Jezebel brought him to worship Baal.
啊，所以以利亚的时代使命是什么？
What was the Elijah's contemporary mission?
要把以色列百姓从当时的文化潮流拜偶像当中把它带回来改变。
He was to return the people from the current the trend of worshiping idols and transform them.
以色列百姓啊，人数不多。
The Israelites were not great in number.
所以圣经说他们是不列在万民中的。
This is why the Bible says that they were not numbered amongst the nations.
那周围都是外族人。
And they were surrounded by Gentiles.
那这个外族人拜偶像的这个文化、这个风气、这个潮流就影响他们。
The culture and the trend of the surrounding nations in worshiping the Baal and different idols began to have an impact on them.
那渐渐他们就去拜偶像，因为看得见嘛，比较容易。那神看不见，这个太难。
Slowly and gradually, they gravitated toward idol worship because they are visible and easier to see.
所以神叫以利亚做一个很难的工作。
And Elijah was tasked with a very, very difficult job.
要以色列百姓从被同化当中要把它改变。
Elijah was to bring the people who had been assimilated to the surrounding nations and transform them.
那这样天才会再下雨。
Only then will the heaven open and send down rain.
好，那是当时以利亚世代的一个问题。
And that was the contemporary issue Elijah had to deal with.
好，那我们就先看我们现在这个世代。
Now as we look at our present age.
啊，因为以色列百姓所发生的事情，是我们末世的人应该有的警戒。
Because the warnings that the things that happened in the time of Elijah should serve as a warning for us today.
在旧约圣经里面，我们发现偶像可分作两类。
We see that in the Old Testament, idols can be categorized into two types.
一个是外邦人所造的偶像。
One is the idols created by the Gentiles.
一个就是亚瑟啦，还有我们刚刚讲的这个巴利。
For instance, Asherah and Baal.
那这个亚瑟啦，有人去查考过，它是象征成功 prosperity。
Asherah symbolizes prosperity,
还有性爱
and also sexual lust,
还有丰富
and abundance.
所以当时人想要去拜这个亚瑟拉。
This is why the people worship Asherah.
以色列人跟着去拜。
And the Israelites followed.
那我们现在看这个世代也是一样。
Now as we examine our present age, it's very much the same.
人在这个世界上崇拜什么？
What do we worship when we live in this world?
有一次，一个教会要开一个讲习会。
Once there was a church who was about to have a seminar.
不是我们教会。
This is not our TJC church.
那个 freeway 都要出口的地方都挤起来了。
And all the exits from the freeway were all jammed up.
有一个信徒就很好奇去看看为什么吸引这么多人。
The member was very curious and went to see how come there were so many people.
这个教会就在我们这里附近。
And this church is just in the neighborhood around here.
他就发现他那个讲到的题目。
And when this member went inside and found the topic.
这个第三行里面有讲，他邀请一个非常出名的理财专家，要教导人怎么赚钱。
And from the program, he saw that there was a very famous specialist that was going to advise people on how to make money.
所以那一场的聚会好多人参加。
And this is why that service was a sellout.
所以我们可以了解这个世界上对人的吸引力相当的大。
And we can see from here that money really has a great attraction for people.
丰盛、丰富。
Abundance and wealth.
然后为着追求丰盛、丰富。
In order to pursue wealth and abundance.
家庭可以排在一边。
People can forsake their family.
信仰可以摆在一边。
And forsake their faith.
什么都可以摆在一边。
They can set aside anything.
我就是要成功。
As long as they obtain success.
我就是要丰富。
As long as they have abundance.
那这不是偶像吗？
Isn't that a form of idol?
因为这个地位已经跟神一样，而且超过神了。
Because that pursuit has far outweighed the pursuit of God.
哦，那我们再看以色列百姓他们所造的偶像是什么。
Now let's look at what kind of idols the Israelites have created.
我们看出埃及记三十三章。
Turn to Exodus 33.
出埃及记的三十三章。
Exodus 33.
三十二章
Chapter
32. 第六节
Verse 6.
第五节
Verse 5.
亚伦看见就在牛犊面前筑坛，且宣告说明日要向神守九节，次日清早，百姓起来献燔祭和平安祭，就坐下来吃喝玩耍。
So when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made a proclamation and said, "Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord." Then they rose early on the next day, offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play.
这个就是我们大家很熟悉的金牛犊。
This is something that we are very familiar, the golden calf.
用金做的。
This calf was made of gold.
那大家在那里吃喝守节快乐。
The people were eating, drinking, and marrying, and having fun.
其实真正的神在山上跟摩西在讲话。
But the true, genuine God was on the mountaintop talking with Moses.
那以色列百姓在这里在拜金做的牛犊。
But the Israelites have cast for themselves a golden calf to worship before it.
那一次神差不多都把他们毁掉了。
And on that occasion, God practically wiped out all those people who sinned.
神打算从摩西兴起后代。
And God intended to raise up offspring from Moses.
所以把金当作神，来提高到神的地位，这个是我们跟神的关系绝对会有问题。
And thus, if we elevate gold to be above God's position, it will truly present a problem between us and God.
所以圣经说，贪财跟拜偶像一样。
The Bible tells us that the greed for money is just as bad as worshipping idol.
我没有贪啊。
But I'm not greedy.
我也没有骗人，没有抢人啊。
And I did not deceive others or rob others.
但是如果我们生活只有一个目标，就是赚钱。
But if we have only one goal in life, which is to earn money,
也没有家庭生活，也没有信仰生活。
And we don't care about our family life or our life of faith.
那这不是偶像，这是什么？
Then if this is not idol, then what is it?
所以讲我们是没有在拜偶像，但我们生活的目标有的真的是比神还重要，那个就是偶像。
So even though we may not be worshiping tangible idols, but if our goals in life surpass that of worshiping God, then that will become our idol.
所以有时候我们的信仰跟神有问题，就是因为钱看得太重要了。
Quite often, the problemThat arose between us and God is because we see money as far more important.
如果我们是为着神，
if we are for the sake of God,
当然这是好的，
then it's good.
但是如果不是为着神，
but if it isn't for the sake of God,
这带给我们负面的影响相当的大，
then the negative consequences will be awful.
所以这第一个，我们以色列百姓自己造金牛犊。
So this is the first idol the Israelites cast for themselves, the golden calf.
我们看四世纪的第八章。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 8.
四世纪的第八章。
Judges 8.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
基甸所要出来的金耳环，重1700舍客的金子。此外还有米甸王所戴的月环耳坠和所戴的紫色衣服并骆驼的金项链。二十七节，基甸以此制造一个以弗德，设在本城厄弗拉。后来以色列人拜那以弗德，行了邪淫，这就做基甸跟全家的网罗。
Now the weight of the gold earrings that he requested was 1,700 shekels of gold, besides the crescent ornaments, pendants, and purple robes, which were on the king's median, and besides the chains that were around their camels' necks. Then Gideon made it into an ephod and set it up in his city Ophrah. And all Israel played the harlot with it there. It became a snare to Gideon and to his house.
所以说, 以色列的百姓拜以弗德。
We see the Israelites were bowing down to Ephod.
以弗德是什么?
What is an Ephod?
你要到圣殿里面要穿的圣衣啊。
It's a holy garment that you need to wear when you enter into the sanctuary.
那这件以弗德比较不一样。
Now this Ephod is somewhat unique.
以色列这个基甸带领他们打胜仗。
The Gideon led the Israelites to a victorious battle.
他们就说,基甸你做我们的王,基甸做我们,我不做你们的王。
So the people said, Gideon, why don't you become our king? Gideon refused.
只有神做你们的王。
God is your king.
当然这就很清楚了,你要当王,大家都知道你是伟大。
This is very obvious because if you want to become a king, it means you want to be great.
但是基甸用很巧妙的方法。
But Gideon used a very unique way.
打胜仗就掳了很多的金。
Because after the victorious battle, there will be a great spoil of gold.
拿到这个金做以弗德做圣衣。
And this gold was cast into a golden ephod.
所以他是用圣衣的名字, 但是是在纪念基甸的战功。
And even though he used the name of ephod, but disguised it in such a way that it's remembering his victorious battle.
这个相当巧妙。
So this is quite manipulative.
但是他这样做,
when he did this,
圣经讲是基甸跟全家的网络。
Bible states that it became a snare to Gideon and his whole family.
所以如果神借着我们做出什么工作,
if God were able to go through us and perform certain kind of tasks,
最好的心态就像当时的施洗约翰。
The best type of mentality is just like John the Baptist.
我是旷野的声音。
I'm merely a voice in the wilderness.
传达神的话, 声音过去了, 你也看不见。
Relaying the message of God, once the voice is spoken, it disappears.
你了解神的话就好了。
As long as you understand God's word, that's fine.
他说, 他必兴旺, 我必衰微。
And he said, he will prosper, I will decline.
工作做完了, 耶稣来, 他必兴旺。
And after he finishes task, Jesus Christ will prosper, will be exalted. And I will be humble.
所以我们在做圣公事上不要想要留下让人纪念。
So when we are serving God, don't try to make some sort of memorial to ourselves.
因为人的纪念啊, 有时候就在心里面取代了神。
Because the people's memorial will quite often rob away the glory to God.
所以这个以弗德犯了邪淫, 为什么? 因为在灵里面啊, 对神不忠。
This ephod became an object of harlotry to the Israelites because they became unfaithful to God. This is something that Israelites cast for themselves.
第三个,
the third one.
我看列王记下, 18章,
Second King chapter 18.
列王记下, 18章,
Second King chapter 18.
18章第四节,
verse 4.
第三节,
verse 3.
西西家行神眼中看为正的事，他效法他祖大卫一切所行的。第四节，他废了丘坛，毁坏柱像，砍下木偶，打碎摩西所造的铜蛇，因为到那时以色列人仍向铜蛇烧香，摩西叫铜蛇为铜块。
And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father David had done. He removed the high places, broke the secret pillars, cut down the wooden image, and broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For until those days, the children of Israel burned incense to it and called it Nehushtan.
这里西西家这个王很正派。
King Hezekiah was a very righteous king.
什么叫做正派?
What does it mean, righteous?
他只想做神看为对的事情。
He only wanted to do what was right in the sight of God.
所以他就废掉丘坛，毁掉柱像，砍下木偶。
He removed the high places, broke the sacred pillar, cut down the wooden image.
要改变传统不简单啊。
It's very difficult to change a tradition.
那要拔除、毁坏、拆毁，这个是不简单的，相当痛苦。
You have to uproot, destroy, and completely wipe out. This is very difficult.
有时候会得罪很多人啊。
And this will step on a lot of people's toes and offend them.
这个人很正派，神认为对，我就是做。
Because Hezekiah was so upright, he considered whatever God considered to be right, he would just do it.
然后他打掉摩西所造的铜蛇。
He also broke in pieces the brown serpent that Moses had made.
那这让我们来想。
As we think about this,
为什么要打掉?
Why did he have to break it into pieces?
以色列百姓埋怨神。
The Israelites complained to God.
神就让火蛇进去。
So God sent a fiery serpent.
他们很多人就死了。
And a lot of people died from the poisonous bites.
因为不懂得感谢埋怨。
Because they didn't know how to, they were not grateful to God and didn't say thank you.
后来神就造一个铜蛇。
So finally God cast a serpent.
当你犯罪埋怨得罪神被火蛇咬的时候，你只要回头一看铜蛇，你就活了。
When you grumble and complain to God and are bitten by the fiery snake, if you look at the serpent, then you will be made well and alive.
那从救恩来讲，那个铜蛇就预表主耶稣。
So from the perspective of salvation, that a bronze serpent represented Jesus Christ.
我们有罪，你要仰望主耶稣的十字架的救恩，罪就得赦免。
When we have sin, we have to look upon the grace on the cross, and we will be saved.
但是在旧约时代来说
，But in the Old Testament time,
当这个旷野旅程已经结束了
，Once that journey in the wilderness had ended,
那以色列百姓看到那个铜蛇，哦，这一看我们就活了。
And so the Israelites were still thinking in their mind, as long as I look at the bronze serpent, then I will be alive.
所以这一条蛇哦，很厉害。
So this is a very powerful snake.
哇，就开始在拜这一条蛇。
And they began to worship this snake.
其实那个铜蛇只是一个工具。
But in fact, this bronze serpent was just merely a tool.
神透过那个工具把他的恩典显明。
Through this tool, God revealed His grace and power.
现在他忘记的那个是恩典的神，哦，拜这个工具，那个就是偶像。
But they had forgotten about the source of the grace, and rather they devoted their worship to the tool itself, and that is an idolatry.
所以我们在这个信仰的旅程当中
，as we journey on our walk of faith，
有时候神会用一些工具
，God will at times use tools。
这个工具就是人。
These tools consist of men。
那通过这个工具，神显出他的能力，施出他的恩典。
Through this tool, God revealed His grace and power。
但是如果我们不懂得拜神，拜这个神所用的工具，这就是偶像。
But if we fail to worship God and worship this tool that God used, then this will also become an idolatry.
这个是我们要相当谨慎的。
We have to be very careful on this.
所以服侍神越久的人越谨慎。
The longer we worship God, the more cautious we need to become.
因为这个得罪神不得了。
Because when we offend God, this is a very serious sin.
你看那个希律王哦。在做生日
，You see, King Herod, while he was holding his birthday party,
有人说这是神的声音
，and people praised him, said, "Oh, this is the voice of God."
希律王就接受了
，and King Herod just accepted it.
哎，神就安排一条虫一咬他就死了
，and God arranged for a worm to bite him, and he died immediately.
人不能够夺取神的荣耀
，man cannot rob the glory of God.
所以越认识神，越靠近神，我们越谨慎。
The more we recognize God, the closer we draw to God, the more cautious we need to be.
我们再看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to the Book of Acts.
啊，《使徒行传》的第三章。
Acts chapter 3.
十一节。
Verse 11.
那人正在称为所罗门门下，拉着彼得、约翰，众百姓一起跑到他们，觉得很稀奇。十二节。
12.
彼得看见就对百姓说以色列人啊为什么把这个当作稀奇为什么定睛看我们以为我们是凭自己的能力跟虔诚使这个人走呢
Now as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John although people ran together to them at the porch which is called Solomon's greatly amazed so when Peter saw it he responded to the people men of Israel why do you marvel at this well why look so intently at us as though by our own power or godliness we have made this man walk
当神借着彼得的手把一个生来瘸腿的人治好他可以走路
When God used Peter to heal the person who was born crippled so he can walk again
好多人来看
So many people came and crowded around
然后就一直看着彼得
And they looked very intently at Peter
哇这个人这么厉害
This person is so powerful
手一按就好了
He just, with the laying of his hand, this man is healed
如果我们是彼得
If we were Peter
你会怎么想
How, what would be going through our mind?
感谢主，是不是？
Thank God.
但是彼得不敢这样讲。
But Peter didn't say that.
说你为什么看我呢？
And instead he said, why do you marvel? Why do you look so intently at
us? 以为我们凭着人力跟虔诚使这个人走路呢？
As though by our own power or godliness we made this man walk.
但是那个原因是什么？
What was the reason behind this healing?
十六节。
16.
我们信他的名，他的名便叫你们所看见、所认识这个人健壮了。
And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong.
就是因为耶稣的名。
It is because the name of Jesus Christ.
不是人。
It wasn't because of human power.
彼得只是一个工具。
Peter was merely a tool.
所以在信仰当中，不要把人好崇拜。
So we mustn't worship a man in our journey of walk.
那后来在保罗传福音的过程也是这样。
And this same thing happened during Paul's preaching of gospel.
十四章使徒行传。
Acts 14,
第十一节
，verse 11。
众人看见保罗所做的，就用吕高尼的话大声说：“有神借着人的形象降在我们中间了。”
Now that when the people saw that Paul had done, they raised their voices, saying in the Lyconian language, saying, "The gods have come down to us in the likeness of man."
所以牵着牛啊，要来献祭给保罗。
And they brought oxen and garlands to worship Paul.
那保罗就撕裂衣服，就说。我是人啊，我跟你们是一样。
Paul tore apart his robe and said, "I'm man, just like you are."
这个人得是因为奉耶稣的名。
This man, this person was healed because by the name of Jesus Christ.
所以，偶像是什么
？So what is an idol?
偶像可能是神所用的工具，一个人。
An idol could be a tool that God uses. For instance, a man.
所以我们要很谨慎。
We have to be very cautious.
我们带人要把人带到神面前。
When we bring someone to God, we need to bring him before God.
带到神面前，教会就会合一。
And once we brought him before God, then the church will be united.
带到人面前，教会就会分裂。
If we bring them before a person, then the church will be divided.
所以教会有没有偶像很简单，是合一还是分裂。
So whether a church worships an idol is very easy to tell. Is it united or divided?
因此我们信仰的对象是神，不是人。
The object of our faith is God Himself.
要跟着神走，不是跟着人走。
We need to walk after God instead of man.
因此，当时以利亚先知的时代使命，就是要带他们回来，从拜偶像回来。
Elijah's contemporary mission at the time was to bring back the faith of the Israelites to God.
我看列王记上十七章。
First Kings 17.
列王记上的十七章。
First Kings 17.
那怎么让他回头呢
？So how what did he do to turn them around？
十八章
，Chapter 18，
二十一节
，Verse 21。
以利亚前来对众民说：“你心思量意要到几时呢？若主是神，就应当顺从神；若巴利是神，就应当顺从巴利。”众民一言不答。
Elisha came to all the people and said, "How long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him; but if Baal, follow him." But the people answered him not a word.
如果天上的神是真神，你就不要拜巴利嘛。
If God in heaven is a true God, then don't worship Baal.
那如果巴利是神，你就不需要再拜天上这个神了。
But if Baal is the God, then you don't need to worship God in heaven.
那众民一言不答，为什么
？The people remain silent. How come?
不愿意做选择。
Because they don't want to make a choice.
选择是痛苦的。
Making a choice is difficult.
选择表示你要站在一边。
It means that you have to stand on one side.
很多人宁愿脚踏两只船，这边也讨好，那边也讨好。
A lot of people would like to remain as a fence straddler, so they can be one foot on one side and one foot on the other.
也拜神，也拜巴利。
So they worship God and worship Baal at the same time.
所以有时候理论上的说明要改变人还是很有限。
So using the theoretical argument to persuade a person to change is difficult.
不是不知道。
It's not that we don't know about it.
头脑都很清楚，这个都是知道的。
We are all very clear-minded and know what is right.
那到最后为什么会？归向神。
So finally, why did the people turn back to God?
我们看二十九节。
Let's read verse 29.
三十九节。
Verse 39.
众门看见就俯伏在地说：“主是神，耶和华是神。”
Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God."
所以当他们看到这个假的神，什么都没有发生。
When they saw for themselves that the false God was powerless to do anything.
那拜这个真的神，火从天上下来。
And when the true God sent down fire from heaven,
大家马上就回心转意归向神。
Everyone immediately turned back and worshiped God.
结果，所有巴利先知就被杀掉了。
So the prophets of Baal were killed.
所以我们要为我们的下一代祷告。
We need to pray for our offspring.
让他们对神真的有很清楚的体验。
So that they have very clear experiences of God.
来看到神的能力从天上降临。
To to see the power of God descend from heaven.
那心中很多的偶像自然就跑掉了。
Then a lot of the idols in our heart would naturally be thrown away.
如果没有看到神的作为，没有体验神的能力。
If we never see the acts of God or His power,
听是听啊，要改变很难。
Just listening won't do anything to change us.
那当这个偶像除掉。
Once these idols were removed,
从四十一节开始。
From verse 41 and on,
以利亚祷告。
Elisha prayed.
天就降下大雨。
Heaven opened and poured down great rain.
当罪拿掉。
Once the sin of blockage has been removed,
我们祷告每一句话都达到神面前。
Then every word that we speak will come before God.
神的恩典就降临。
God's mercy and grace were upon us.
这个就是属灵复兴的好处。
And this is the advantage of a spiritual revival.
一起默祷。
Let's pray together.
阿们，我们休息。
Let's break.